Feeling great to be here and the opportunity to talk to you today about private foundations. And the goal of today is to just provide, as it says, just a look at the life cycle, do a broad overview of the foundation life of a private foundation, get into some details, but to touch on some of the high points of private foundations, of compliance, excise taxes, those sort of things, and to give that broad overview as an entryway into the rest of the conference starting tomorrow as we get into more details, but kind of line it up with the broad scope first. And so before we do that, I always like, before digging into a private foundation discussion, talk about and just mention briefly the motivations of why you want to have a private foundation, why you might not want to have one, and why and what other options are available to you. And so first thing that I always like to answer back when a client sits across the table and says, I want to do a private family foundation, my response is always, why? And that can lead to some interesting responses, but what I'm trying to get at when I ask him the why is, what's the motivation behind it? Because this is just one of the many vehicles for charitable giving, obviously. You want to know if they have tax motivations. Of course, many people do. Income tax, capital gains. They have estate tax goals. Are they one of the more recent drive with things like the giving pledge for very wealthy individuals is to have these zero estate tax plans? Is that their goal, to leave the bulk of their estate to a charitable organization that can continue forever? Do they want to maintain control, have involvement of generations surrounding philanthropy? So kids, grandkids, all coming together over the years to talk about philanthropy and giving.